are here with us. Thank you that you are mighty and powerful. Thank you that you are full of love for us. Thank you that you gave the Lord Jesus for us to lead us by the hand, to fulfill all your promises for us. Thank you that he is our wonderful Saviour. We pray, Lord, that by your Spirit you would lead us closer to the Lord Jesus. Help us to take his hand and trust in him as our Saviour and our Lord. And thank you that you lead us in ways that fill us with freedom and goodness, Lord. We pray that you give us hearts that are teachable today. Please would you change us, set us free to love you and serve you better. In Jesus' name, amen. It's very important when you've got a tool to know how to use it. And my dad was great with tools. When my children were young and something broke around the house, they would say, "Don't worry, Grandad will fix that. He's great at fixing things." And now my dad's not with us anymore, and I've got a garage full of tools. I've got no idea how to use them. I know some of them are for fixing taps and some of them are for cutting hedges, but I'm not exactly sure which one's which. But it's really important to know what tools are for what jobs. If you try and cut the hog roast, later on there'll be a hog roast. If you just get a simple knife and fork out and try and cut it, you'll be there all day. But if you try and use a powerful electric cutter to cut your chicken on your plate, you're going to end up with a problem. And for little things, it doesn't matter, does it? If you use your toothbrush to clean your nails, it's not very nice, but it's not the end of the world. But if you start using power tools the wrong way, that can be dangerous. Today we're looking at the holy law of God. God came down on Mount Sinai, flashings of lightning and thunder and earthquakes, showing his great holiness to give his law. And it's desperately important that we understand this tool, what it's for and what it's not for. God didn't give his law as a way for us to earn our way to heaven. It's really important we get that, or it will crush us. God didn't give us the Ten Commandments as a ladder that we all on our own can somehow climb up and earn our way to heaven. Please don't look at these Ten Commandments and think that's the way to heaven. Me on my own, I'll obey these and make my way to heaven. That's not what God gave me for. God had rescued his people by the hand of the Lord Jesus out of Egypt. He brought them to Mount Sinai. And this is the way that the Lord Jesus, as we hold his hand, this is the way that he leads us to glory. He's our Savior. He's the one that paid perfectly for our sins. He's the one that obeyed these commandments perfectly to win heaven for us. We don't obey these perfectly to win heaven, because Jesus has done that for us wonderfully. And we hold his hand, just like that picture up there, trust in the Lord. We take the hand of the Lord Jesus and we walk with him. And he says, "Let me teach you the way of happiness, the way of freedom." These commandments, as we hold the hand of the Lord Jesus, and he says, "Let me show you how to live." Brothers and sisters, this sets our hearts free. Being full of jealousy is such a weight and a burden. Being full of anger, being full of lust, having no rest, being full of busyness. That's not the way God made us to live. Not knowing him. God made us to know him, to take the hand of the Lord Jesus. And Jesus is gentle and kind. He's the forgiveness of our sins. He says, "I will lead you. Take my hand and learn from me." So that's the main point. God gave us these Ten Commandments, not as a way to earn our salvation, but as a way to thank and trust our Saviour, the Lord Jesus. Let's have a look at that. So they're not a way to earn our salvation, because that's the way Jesus obeyed them. He obeyed them perfectly to win salvation for us. On the cross, the Lord Jesus obeyed his Father absolutely perfectly, to the very end, even unto death on the cross. Jesus obeyed every command of his Father. If you look at the life of the Lord Jesus in the Gospels, it shines out from it, doesn't it? His every heartbeat was Lord, not my will be done, but your will. What does my father want in this situation? I don't know about you, but as I look at these commandments, don't they cry out to you, I could never obey these perfectly. When you look at the Lord Jesus, the way he obeyed them, doesn't it cry out in your own life, my heart is terribly far from the way it should be. And that's why baptism is baptism. It's a washing. Because we need to be washed. Because our hearts aren't like this. Because it's amazing that people believe we can just wander into the presence of Almighty God on our own without Jesus. When we look into our own hearts, when we look at these commandments, when it says, do not give false testimony, when we know that we've lied, the law of God tells us, it sounds harsh, doesn't it, but it says, I'm a liar. When it says, do not lust, it says, I'm a luster. When it says, do not commit murder, do not get angry, do not seek to harm your brother, the law, the Ten Commandments are like 10 categories of different ways of disobeying God, and they're given in shocking terms. So murder shocks us. But the Lord Jesus teaches us that that's just the category. Anytime when you're angry and seek to hurt, even if it's hurting someone back for something they've done against you, when your heart is seeking to hurt someone that God has made, and God is graciously giving you all that you have, every heartbeat, it's a gift from God, and you in that moment, with that heart, choose to hate your neighbour, it falls under the same category as murder. It's to shock us. Brothers and sisters, this is what our hearts are naturally like, isn't it? We're so far from the way God's law tells us to be. So the law is a little bit like a doctor looking at us and diagnosing, are we healthy? And as we look at the law and go down the list, it says, brothers and sisters, there is no health in us at all. There's no health in us. We desperately need a saviour. We desperately need someone to wash us clean. Baptism is a wonderful picture of that, isn't it? The Lord Jesus says, take my hand. I died for you. I will be the forgiveness of your sins. I will wash you clean like no one else can. Take my hand. I will be your ticket to heaven. Just take my hand and walk with me. I will wash you clean. I will take you as my very own. In baptism, that we're going to celebrate in a minute, the Lord is making those promises, saying, I will be the forgiveness of your sins. Zoe, take my hand and walk with me. I will be all you need. I will be your saviour. I will wash you clean. I will take you to be my very own forever and ever. And I will lead you to my Father's house. Ten Commandments show us how desperately we need that. Sinners, brothers and sisters, take heart. This is what Jesus came for. That's the way Jesus obeyed these commandments for us. He obeyed them perfectly to win our salvation, to earn it for us. There is forgiveness for those who have broken these holy commandments, which is each one of us, if we just look to Jesus. In Jesus, we are free from these commandments as a curse on us, saying, you have not obeyed, you deserve death. When we take the hand of the Lord Jesus, he says, yes, I took that death for you. So we're not to obey these commandments as a ladder on our own, not holding anyone's hand, on our own, going up to heaven. No. Jesus said, that's what I did. I walked that way. I came and obeyed these, as it were, on my own, for you, so that you can take my hand and share my reward, share my blessing. So we don't look at the Ten Commandments as a way to earn our salvation, but they're desperately important for us. They're a way for us to thank our Saviour. They're the way that the Lord Jesus, if we've truly taken his hand, they're the way that the Lord Jesus says, I will lead you, I will show you, I will change you. And praise God that he does this. He says, take my hand, I will teach you my way. I'll teach you the way of freedom. I'll teach you the way you were made to walk. It's lovely, a picture of a dad teaching teaching their child to walk, taking their hand, gently showing them, this is the way, let me show you, let me teach you. And that's how the Lord Jesus gently leads us in these commandments. They're a way of showing our gratitude to God. That's why verse 2, the Lord says, I am the Lord your God who brought you out of Egypt, out of the land of slavery. God had already rescued his people. This wasn't a way for them to rescue themselves. God had rescued them. This was the way that they were to say, thank you, I trust you. Who else have I in the whole world but you? You rescued us from slavery by the power of your hand. Who else could I trust in better than you? This is a way of thanking our wonderful Saviour, our perfect Saviour. So we come to these commandments as our guide in life. Lord, teach me your ways. And we come to these Ten Commandments holding the hand of the Lord Jesus. They come to us soaked in the Lord Jesus. And because they're soaked in Jesus for us, they're sweet, like honey. And these are the commandments that, as godparents and as parents, will be encouraging Zoe to know the ways of God, to take the hand of the Lord Jesus and walk with him. First commandment, you shall have no gods but me. It's sweet because it comes to us in the Lord Jesus. Yes, it calls us, like in a marriage ceremony, we say, I'm going to forsake all others and I'm going to take your hand, Lord Jesus. But isn't it wonderful? You shall have no gods before me. The Lord is jealous for us, like a jealous husband, saying, before me, there shall be no one else. But before me, you shall have no other gods but me. It means, have me. The Lord Jesus says, have me as your God. Isn't that sweet? Isn't that wonderful? The first commandment. Take me as your God. I want to be your God. He's holding out his hand to us, even in this commandment. Let me be your God. Let me be your all. I've got the pleasures of this world, the comfort of this world, the fame of this world, the glory of this world. There's nothing to offer compared to knowing me. Have no other gods but me. Let me be your God. Let your heart be free. Make no idols. Do not bring superstitions into the way you worship me. There's good news here. The Lord Jesus says, I will show you the way to walk. I will show you the way to worship me in purity, according to my word. I love you. I will speak to you. I will show you my way. Do not misuse my name. Commandment 3. We're not to use the Lord's name lightly, as if it's something, just a swear word. But isn't it beautiful? That means the Lord is saying, don't misuse my name. What does that mean? Use it properly. Call upon me in your need. Call upon me when you're struggling, when you're overcome with grief. Call upon me. Don't misuse my name, but use it. That's what I'm here for. Turn to me in that moment when you're... Those ordinary moments that we all have. I'm so frustrated with my husband or my wife, and I'm struggling. What do I do? Call upon me. Use my name. Look to me. Remember how much I love you. Ask me for help. Trust yourself to me. I will be rest for your souls. Commit yourself to me, and I will teach you how to love, even in difficult circumstances. Do not misuse my name. It's beautiful. It's clothed in Jesus. Jesus saying, use my name. There's no other name under heaven by which men may be saved. I've given you my name. Use it. Remember the Sabbath day. Celebrate. The Lord's given us this day to meet together and to celebrate his word, to come and meet in his presence and to celebrate the sacraments like baptism that we're going to celebrate. Isn't it sweet that the Lord Jesus says, I will meet with you as you come together in my name? He doesn't tell us to do things that are a waste of time. If he's asking us to meet together and celebrate on his day, he's saying, I will meet with you in that day. I will be there with you. I will speak to you. I will change you. It's sweet as we come to the Lord Jesus. Things like baptism. It's not just a picture. Jesus is really holding out his hand saying, just as surely as this water touches your body, that's how surely I promise to wash away all your sins and take you as my very own forever. Glorious. When these commandments come clothed in the Lord Jesus, Honour your father and your mother. Because we're so quick, aren't we? We're so quick, especially in our culture, we struggle with authority. But the Lord Jesus says, I'm giving you these people to help you. On the whole, I give you government and police and teachers and parents to bless you. And out of your submission to me, because in your love and thanksgiving to me, I want you to love and submit to them. And it's sweet. It's not easy, is it? Submitting to our parents, or honouring them, or loving them, looking after them when they're older, or obeying them when we're younger. The Lord Jesus says, don't just look to them, look beyond them to me. What do I deserve? Just as you submit to me and love me and thank me, submit to your parents, love them, and those who I put in authority over you. You shall not murder, you shall not lash out in anger, you shall not seek with vindictiveness to hurt anyone. Again, because we're serving the Lord Jesus, then it becomes sweet. Remember, next time you're struggling with vindictiveness in your heart, look beyond the person to the Lord Jesus. Don't just think about what they deserve. Think, what does the Lord Jesus deserve in this situation? What does he deserve from me? He deserves that I share his forgiveness with him. I don't know about you, but our lives are made up from so many ordinary little frustrations, and it's those moments that the Lord challenges us, honour me in that moment. Zoe will have so many little moments, ordinary moments, where the Lord Jesus says, come take my hand. Follow me in this situation. I love you. I brought you to this situation where you are struggling and you are tempted to lash out. In this situation, trust me. Trust that I've got you. Trust that I love you and I'm all that you need. Commit your way to me. Receive my love. And commit yourself to serve me and serve the person that's just wronged you. You shall not murder. You shall not commit adultery. The Lord seeks purity in our bodies and faithfulness in our marriage. Why? Because the Lord Jesus claims the whole of us. Body and soul, we belong to him, bought at a great price. You shall not steal. All kinds of stealing comes from a heart that says, I've got to look out for number one. I'm here on my own, and if I don't look after myself and make sure I've got enough, then who else is going to look after me? The Lord Jesus says, I love you. I'm going to look after you. Commit your way to me. Trust in me. Take my hand. And I'll look after every need. Seek ye first the kingdom of God, and all other things will be provided for you. You shall not bear false witness. You shall not lie. Not just you shall tell things that are not true, but you mustn't even speak the truth in a way that's not loving. God wants us to speak the truth in love to each other, encourage each other, point each other to the Lord Jesus. That's a ministry that he's given to each one of us. Speak the truth in love to each other. That's what Jesus is like to us. He speaks his truth to us in love. And lastly, you shall not covet. You shall not be jealous. The Lord is calling us to be content with what he gives us. Wouldn't that be a beautiful way to live, with hearts that are content? The world is crying out for that. Where can we find true contentment? And Jesus gives us this commandment. He's also saying, take my hand and I'll show you the way. I'll show you the way to be truly content. Trust yourself to me. That's where true contentment lies. And we can say, I will rest content with whatever my Heavenly Father sees fit to give me in this life. I can be content in that, because I've seen what he's like. I've seen what he's like in the Lord Jesus. I can trust him. The Ten Commandments, this beautiful law of God for us. It's not a ladder for us to earn our way into heaven. Praise God, it's not, because we all need to be washed clean. It's the way for us to say thank you to the Lord Jesus as we take his hand. And it's great to look at these commandments as we celebrate baptism together, as we remember that the Lord Jesus is the one who says, take my hand and I will wash you clean. I will make you my very own, forever and ever. I will teach you the way you should go.
pray.
Heavenly Father, as we look at these Ten Commandments, they show us how we should pray. Lord, would you forgive us our sins? Would you forgive us our many sins, Lord, both in act and thought? Lord, and the things that we fail to do, these commandments teach us how we should call on you to say sorry. But Lord, they also teach us to give great thanks for the Lord Jesus, who obeyed them for us perfectly. And Lord, they teach us that we would pray earnestly to the Lord Jesus and please change me, Lord. Would you write this law in our hearts? Lord, this is our prayer. Forgive us our sins, Lord, and change us. Set us free as we follow the Lord Jesus. In his name we pray. Amen.
Amen.